Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We talked with Vanderbilt free safety Ladarius Wiley earlier. Let's welcome in Vanderbilt quarterback Kyle Shermer as the Vanderbilt entourage continues to head toward Atlanta. Kyle, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
How are you guys traveling, man? I would have thought, you know, Coach Mason's Lear jet would have been a better option.
No, we got this nice van. It works. You don't have that big, big group of people, but so it works. I mean, we have this nice van, TV, speakers, and everything. So we're doing all right in our van.
We've had you in studio before, and always enjoy talking with you, man. I asked Darius Wiley for something about you that we might not know, and he said you have a really dry sense of comedy, is what he said.
A dry sense of humor? Wow. I don't know. It's my humor, so I don't know how other people interpret it. So, but yeah, I guess so. Sure.
What about Ladarius Wiley? What do we need to know about him?
Oh, well, other teams know about him just constantly talking, but, in practice and 7-on-7, I hear him all the time, even when he's on the other side of the field, and he has no involvement in the play. So, Ladarius, I don't know if that's, completely, behind closed doors because other teams experience it, but yeah. There's a lot of trash talk from Ladarius.
And I'm guessing that's not necessarily your personality type.
No, not really, but sometimes I have to, say something back to him here and there.
So who's the biggest trash talker in the SEC that you've come across that plays defense?
To be honest, I try not to get involved in any trash talk, and nor do I really try and pay attention to it because, try and block out the emotions of the game a little bit just so you can focus on, the next play. And not only that, but it would be really stupid for me to trash talk because I don't want to get those pass rushers angry or anything. Yeah. They're already trying to come tackle me. So just try to avoid that. Just try and do my job, encourage, our guys. So, yeah.
Kyle, last season and in your time at Vanderbilt, you've shattered records, you've broke records, you've, top of the record books in a bunch of different categories. What's the next step for you this season?
I try not to focus on those, individual goals as much. Or, at the end of the day, the individual accolades won't, last you forever. I think that, the experiences you make here or at school or with your team is what's going to last the longest time. It's what I'm going to treasure more than anything. So, I just think, doing everything I can to help, my team win and try and win as many games as possible because, that's, the only goal is to win. So, go 1-0 every week. So anything I do to help my team is pretty much what I'm trying to focus on. So, yeah.
Those guys giving you any guff about your billboard career? You keep showing up on billboards everywhere, man.
Yeah, I know. I hear it from my friends back home, a lot of teammates and my family, but it's great, it's a privilege, but I gotta try and just stick to my work and just try and stay focused on, even though it's really cool, it's just gotta try and stay focused on, working hard and but trying to get better every day.
You mentioned family. Give our listeners maybe kind of a glimpse into growing up as Kyle Shermer, son of a coach. What was your childhood like? Were you always around football fields? Was it, hey, we're watching dinner and watching film? Give everybody kind of an inside glimpse at how you grew up.
Yeah, contrary to what you think, my dad wasn't the big yeller, screamer type at football games or the psycho parent that you sometimes see. He kind of took a back seat to that and or to our coaches, or the coaches I had in high school and growing up and in college now. And out of respect to my coaches, he kind of took a back seat to try to be a dad. He never forced football upon me. I was just always thought it was so cool that he had access to being around professionals and NFL players. So anytime I wanted to talk balls, and you know, he would talk with me and teach me a lot of stuff, but he never forced it upon me. My sisters and I are very close. Obviously, we've moved a lot throughout my life, and you know, I've become very close with my sisters because everywhere we went, you know, we had each other. Even though we lost some friends here and there from moving, you know, my sisters are like, you know, my best friends. So, it's pretty much a little bit about me.
For those that don't know, Kyle's dad is Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the New York Giants. I think that's interesting because, you know, we talk with coaches about that tough lifestyle, about moving all the time. It rarely get a chance to ask a guy who grew up as a kid in that situation. I imagine that was pretty difficult. But as you said, that made you and your sister close, right?
Yeah, I have three sisters, and, you know, all three of us are very close. And my mom's amazing. She's really the strength of the whole family. And, you know, my dad went off and, you know, had to, you know, go to work. And my mom was, you know, stuck moving the family, getting us into schools, making sure we're all right, making sure we're fed, everything. So she's a rock star of the family. And, you know, that's one thing that's really kept our family very close is my mother. So that's, I'm very lucky. We're all very lucky.
How much have you enjoyed your time at Vanderbilt?
It's been great. It's challenged me a lot, you know, academically, athletically, socially. And I think I've improved as a person a lot. And I think my experience at Vanderbilt has been incredible. And, you know, not only football, but, you know, everything, you know, as a person as well. So I think my teammates could say the same thing. It's been a tremendous experience, and you know, I graduate in the fall, and it's going to be difficult, you know, saying goodbye. So I'm just trying to cherish, you know, all this time with my teammates, trying to help my team win games as much as possible, and because it's been a tremendous experience so far.
I got to spend some time around you guys for spring practice, and I know you've been around some amazing NFL players, obviously, throughout your life, but you've also spent some time in the spring with Jay Cutler, and I know he stayed after practice. You guys have worked together. What's the biggest thing that you've taken or learned from him in spending some time this offseason with him?
Yeah, he came to a few of our practices, and he gave me a few pointers on, you know, mechanics and certain broad type things that, you know, really, you know, really quarterbacks would only understand, that a lot of people wouldn't understand in terms of mechanics and, you know, having a feel for, you know, playing the position. So he showed me some things in mechanics, and we got to talk a little football on things that, you know, he could relate to.
You're within striking distance of some of his really big records. Was he like, hey man, pump the brakes. You know, don't be passing up Uncle Jay on all these record lists.
Yeah, he was coming to, like, try and mess up my mechanics, so you know, I'd have a really bad year or something. No, nothing like that. You know, it's a privilege to even be, you know, in a discussion with Jay Cutler, but you know, at the end of the day, that's not the goal. It's not to win these individual records. I'm just trying to go out and help my team win games, do my job, and, you know, just help my team win games. So that's ultimately the goal.
How weird is it going to be turning around to make a handoff and never seeing Ralph Webb back there?
You know, it's you know, Ralph's a special guy, but I think that you know, we have some special guys on the roster now. Ralph had a bunch of experience, and you guys knew what Ralph was about. But at the same time, Kari and Keyshawn and Jamari and Josh, they all are very hungry, and I think that they have the ability to do some great things. And I think you're going to see a lot of great things out of those guys this year.
Yeah, Keyshawn Vaughn, you mentioned a lot of people locally know who he is from his days at Pearl Cone. He went to Illinois, now transfers into Vanderbilt. I keep hearing great things about him, man. I'm excited to see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, you know, Keyshawn, the local legend of Nashville. he's been great. He's been great, very gifted, and I think you're going to see great things out of Keyshawn this year.
Well, Kyle, we appreciate it. You did this last year. How much does that help you that you've been through the media days grind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll know what to expect a little bit. Try and help Justin and Ladarius out a little bit. But, you know, it's just, we just got to go out and be ourselves and, you know, have some fun with it. Don't take yourself too seriously is what Ralph and Oren told me last year. Just try and go, you know, have some fun with it. So, yeah, it's exciting.
You going to say something controversial for us to talk about tomorrow? You know, Vanderbilt's going to win the
nope.
SEC?
Yeah, hit us
any
with something
that?
Big.
Nope. Look no, out. Nothing controversial.
Look out, Georgia.
Right.
Nope.
Good stuff, Kyle, man. Always enjoy visiting with you, brother, and we'll talk with you later.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. All right.